Okay, so it's time for our health feature this morning, and Groote-Schuur Hospital and the University of Cape Town have joined a global study to find more effective treatments for the most critically ill COVID-19 patients. The study is hosted by the COVID-19 Critical Care Consortium, which is an international group made up of nearly 400 hospitals and research facilities from 52 countries, and it was established back in January. To find out more, we're joined on the line now by Dr. David Thompson, who is an ICU specialist at Groote-Schuur and UCT. A very good morning to you, David, and thanks so much for joining us. So this global collaborative research is it's pulling together pieces of information about caring for critically ill patients, COVID patients across the globe. How does it work?
Morning, Susan. Thank you very much. So it's a big registry that collects data. It's based on a REDCap system, and it's hosted in Oxford. And basically, at the start of the pandemic, they reached out around the world with a package with what the protocols would entail, what the data points would be. And then we said, look, this is something we'd really like to support, that the hospitals put in an awful lot of work to looking after these critically ill patients. And it's a completely new disease, so no one knows what the denominator is, what should you be expecting. So to be able to record that allows you to make studies around the information that you collect in terms of what is best practice for this terrible disease when people get it that sick.
Once the data is collected, then how is it then going to, how is it shared, and does it make a difference? I mean, yes, COVID-19 is COVID-19, whether it's in Cape Town or Colombia or Jakarta, but obviously our health systems are very different.
So that's the whole point. So it's very good for us to be contributing data because we want all these studies to be relevant to our context and how we deliver healthcare. And populations are very different around the world. So it's really important that studies are truly global in this nature and that we don't jump to conclusions based on studies in other contexts. So for that reason, it's very good. And then it's been quite interesting to see how they've been able to leverage this collaborative to build with big international groups. They engaged with Amazon in terms of trying to create a easier way to capture the data because there is so much going on in ICU and there are so many data points. And we actually are registrars working in the ICU, fill in a data sheet every single day. And the burden of actually trying to capture that data accurately is a challenge in and of itself. So there were engagements along that front in terms of trying to streamline the data collection. That's still an ongoing process. It hasn't culminated yet. And then in terms of the data analysis, that they've partnered with IBM in terms of trying to create a live dashboard that you could put in your patient variables and the data could be returned to you in a form that would be usable. Because it's very hard to see what the trends are in the data, where should you be starting to make your clinical decisions in a patient's course of disease, you know, should you be switching from this therapy to that support therapy at this point in the illness. And being able to try and process that with a big data sort of analysis and streamlining that process is quite a novel way of going about data dissemination. And we've all seen with Corona that there's an awful lot of information that gets out there. And it's important that it's quality information that people are making good decisions on.
It might not necessarily be something that the layperson would think about, the importance of data collection. You know, we want to be well. There is this illness out there that is affecting us, that is claiming lives, and we go to hospital and we want to emerge from hospital better than when we went in. Just explain why it's so important to have faster data collection and why that is so necessary to ultimately providing the best care possible.
So I think if you look at all the context of how healthcare and our systems have been established, they've been built up over a long period of time. There's a balance between surgical disciplines, medical disciplines, and COVID-19's come along and completely upset that apple cart at a very high rate. I mean, the degree of reform that's happened inside the hospital systems has been immense. in order to cope with a brand new disease that needs to be factored in. And it's not just COVID-19, it's COVID-19 compared to other diseases as well, in terms of how do we allocate the health resources in the best way possible to help the most people. We can't just ignore the pre-existing disease burdens. They haven't gone away. So the whole system needs to adapt on the fly and at a speed that we haven't been used to over 50 years. It's been really good to see this pandemic compared to the AIDS pandemic, where I felt we could have responded faster. And this one, we've got public engagement, we've had government support, and there's a can-do attitude around the entire world. And I think that kind of power and leveraging that into bettering the healthcare systems in projects such as this is something we would want to be a part of.
Are there currently any global best practices or methods for treating ICU patients for COVID-19?
So there are. So there's lots of guidelines put out by world-renowned bodies. The surviving sepsis guidelines have put out guidelines. All the different international societies in terms of when you should be dialyzing these patients. And the principle of all of these is basically sticking to where the evidence-based medicine is best. Everyone wants a novel cure straight away. But even just refining our place and timing of dialysis, timing of mechanical ventilation, do you offer the patient ECMO at what stage? Those type of decisions don't already exist, and those are questions that also need to be answered over and above a curative therapy that just comes along as a magical bullet. And ICU is a full package of care. Everyone talks of we need more ventilators, but it's the nurse to be able to look after a patient on a ventilator that is by far and away the rate-limiting step across most healthcare systems. And they are truly the specialist that makes sure a patient gets through ICU. And then it's the 18 plug points that you need to be able to run the infusions. So ICU is much more than just that one little word, or critical care two words. It's a big package of support that comes with getting these sick patients through.
David, it's a fascinating insight that you've provided for us, and thanks so much for joining us this morning to tell us more about this collaborative effort between international hospitals and research facilities. Pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much. Keep well and safe.